On November 13, 1909, 14 men helped save hundreds from a blazing mine.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
Opened not 4 years earlier, the Cherry Mine, 100 miles west of Chicago, was a model of safety. But an electrical problem forced the use of kerosene torches. Early that afternoon, one torch ignited a load of hay in a mine car. The exit shaft filled with thick smoke, trapping 484 miners, man and boy. Everyone moved to two hoisting elevators in the main shaft, but the limited capacity cages had to be repeatedly lowered. 10 miners helped organize the evacuation. Isaac Lewis, Dominic Formento, Andrew McLucky, Alexander Norberg, Henry Stewart, Robert Clark, James Spear, John Sabrinsky, John Flood, Joe Rabiza, and John Bundy, the mine's manager. Though believed extinguished, the fire had quietly smoldered in the shaft's timber scaffolding. When ventilation fans were reversed to clear the air, the timbers ignited, sending searing flames roaring up the shaft, and all 11 perished. Two others, George Eddy and Walter Waite, found 19 trapped miners and managed to stay alive until rescuers discovered them 7 days later. The body of another rescuer, Charles Waite, was also recovered.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.